Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Between 2020 and 2022, inflation reached close to a 40-year high. Today, average gas prices in New Jersey are at $3.50 a gallon. Prices in general are up 8.3% since last year. The stock market keeps sending signals that a recession could be coming. But there is light starting to show at the end of the tunnel. The April 13th edition of the Wall Street Journal reported that in March, the consumer price index rose 5%, the lowest level in nearly 2 years. Inflation, though, is still elevated well above the 2.1% for the 3 years prior to the pandemic and the Fed's target of 2%. Inflation is an economic phenomenon that impacts everybody in our economy, from blue-collar workers to CEOs. Even without inflation, most small businesses struggle to keep up with national chains and superstores. Throw in inflation, and the impact can be devastating. At SCORE, we understand that small businesses are the backbone of our economy. They account for millions of jobs and billions of dollars of spending power. They need to ensure that their doors remain open and that their employees have jobs. Economic changes may lead to new paths and barriers for small businesses in 2023. Supply chain issues and the overall economic slowdown will create hurdles between business leaders and their goals. Companies that survive the upcoming headwinds will be those well prepared. A CNBC survey back in April of 2022 found that more than 80% of small business owners believe the U.S. economy is heading for a recession, and 40% see inflation as their biggest concern. A QuickBooks Small Business Insights survey done in the same month had a different result. In that survey, 99% of small business owners cited inflation as a concern for their business. That was an increase from 96% in September of 2021 and 97% in December of 2021. What exactly is inflation? Inflation refers to the increase in prices that occur when purchasing power, or the value of a unit of currency, decreases. Purchasing power decreases when more money enters the global economy at a faster pace than the economy is currently moving. As a result, the value of currency decreases, making a single dollar worth less today than it was yesterday. Why is inflation referred to as a rate? This is because inflation, while an economic term, serves a human interest. The inflation rate measures the overall impact of changes to the price of goods and services on people. The most used measure of inflation is consumer price inflation, which calculates consumer cost of living. The reason for this is that most consumer cost of living includes a large chunk of commonly purchased items like rent, mortgage, energy, and other housing expenses. Why is everyone talking about inflation? Inflation is top of mind right now because of the alarming increases in 2021 and 2022. In July 2022, the inflation rate was at 8.2%, the largest it's been since 1982. To give you a little more perspective, the Federal Reserve aims to keep the inflation rate around 2%. The high rate is due to a number of factors. COVID-19, for one, created supply chain disruptions. Add to that Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. These disruptions made it nearly impossible for business owners to recover. When most businesses lifted pandemic restrictions, Americans flocked from their homes. The disruptions caused major expense hikes in the consumer price index. Housing and gasoline prices went up. The consumer cost of living increased dramatically as many businesses raised their prices to meet high consumer demands. Is inflation bad? Inflation is not inherently bad. Some inflation can be good for the economy. Why? Because it drives reasonable increases in price levels. The Federal Reserve rate of 2% I mentioned just before is based on the consumer price index. High inflation, on the other hand, is considered to be bad. Prices increase at a rate that is far higher than most consumers can manage. few companies give employees raises so they can keep up with the 9.1% inflation rate we saw in June of 2022. So, people tend to postpone big purchases and cut corners where they can, which can be bad for the economy. How does inflation affect small businesses? Inflation disproportionately affects small businesses because of the limited resources they have to combat rising prices. Inflation forces small businesses to be more creative to stay competitive during rising inflation. Why? Small businesses typically can't fall back on a cash reserve to get through difficult times. Inflation has been a fact of life for quite some time. A reasonable rate of inflation is expected, but when it rises too quickly, it can create challenges, especially for small businesses and consumers who see a sudden drop in their purchasing power. Sometimes, as costs start to rise, there's a rush to buy goods and materials prior to bigger price hikes. This in turn drives up demand, and higher demand can further increase prices. When inflation rises too quickly, wages can't keep up. As a result, consumers often prioritize necessary purchases, reducing their spending in other areas. Depending on the type of product or service small businesses offer, this can reduce their customer base. Whether inflation occurs on an expected rate or suddenly, what causes money to lose value? The root cause of inflation comes from a larger supply of money, whether through increased credit in the banking system, government printing more money, or legal devaluing of the currency. These cause three types of inflation, each with its own contributing factors. 1. Built-in inflation is based on the expectation that inflation is inevitable. People expect prices and wages to rise over time, so they do, which creates a price-wage cycle. The cost of living goes up due to inflation, so wages follow suit. As the economy reacts to higher wages, products and services once again rise in price, and so on. 2. Demand pull inflation occurs when demand is too strong for available supply. When production capacity can't keep up, prices rise in response. Typically, this happens when an increase in the supply of money and credit boosts consumer spending. 3. Cost push inflation happens when production costs drive up the price of finished products. This can occur when prices rise for energy or a specific commodity often used in production processes like lumber or metal. Eventually, the higher production costs make their way to the end user who pays a higher price to purchase. Steeply rising house prices for the past 2+ years can be attributed to both demand pull inflation and cost push inflation. Demand for homes shot up as many people facing stay-at-home orders decided to leave urban areas and purchase homes with more space elsewhere. Consumer demand outweighed the current supply of homes, leading to demand pull inflation. At the same time, the cost to build new homes rose due to pandemic-related shortages and supply chain backlogs that drove up the cost of building materials and led to cost push inflation. According to a Business.org survey, nearly 3/4 of small business owners have reported at least a 20% increase in costs for supplies and services. The National Federation of Independent Businesses, the NFIB, reported that 49% of small businesses have raised wages for staff and 28% plan to raise compensation in the next 3 months. The trouble is, businesses are not like large enterprises. They don't have access to abundant savings accounts and capital markets, which would make it easier to raise wages, the way large enterprises do. Many feel they simply can't compete with large companies for labor. Also, small businesses don't have the same buying power, so they may struggle to place significant purchase orders that could help them better manage their costs. This means that they're often more sensitive to inflation's squeeze. When it comes to raising their prices as a way to survive high inflation rates, many small business owners may hesitate for fear of driving away customers. In fact, according to Business.org, 37% of small business owners say customers have complained about higher prices, and 30% think higher prices will deter their customers. But, according to a Goldman Sachs survey, to cope with their increasing costs, 60% of small businesses have raised their prices, deciding that they must pass some of their higher costs to customers. Yet losing customers to price hike is a bigger risk than it might be to large businesses with a wider customer base. Perhaps this is why, according to the NFIB, small business owners identify inflation as their top concern, overtaking labor quality and labor costs. Almost all small business owners have been dealing with rising costs since the pandemic began. And with the inflation rate still high, but at least lower than 2022, there's uncertainty about when costs will lower to pre-pandemic levels. Increased costs are the driver for the majority of challenges that come with high inflation. Higher prices make it more expensive to obtain the necessary resources that businesses require to stay profitable, leading to difficult decisions like raising prices and laying off employees. It's easy for small business owners to panic in the face of runaway inflation. The cost of raw materials and finished products is high, meaning their profit margins shrink and businesses take a hit to their bottom line. Here are some proven strategies you can use to protect your profits while keeping your customers happy. 1. Raise prices strategically. The first thing that most small business owners do when inflation becomes an issue is to raise their prices. I know that can be a good inflation hedge, but it should be done in a way that won't drive customers away. According to an article in Bloomberg, prices rose 9.1% from June 2021 to June 2022, the highest level of inflation in four decades. Prices have increased on everything, from groceries to cars, and consumers are feeling the pinch. You can and should increase your prices. Here are some tips on how to do it. Research what your competitors are doing. Inflation is happening across the board, but not every industry or product is equally affected. Don't raise prices more than the market will bear. Your profits may have shrunk by 15%, but that doesn't mean you should raise your prices by an equivalent amount. You may need to absorb some of the decreases in the short term to keep your customers. Consider raising prices gradually. It may be easier for your customers to cope with an increase if it's a small one at first. You can always do another incremental increase if needed. Be transparent. If you do go the route of raising prices, it's important to be transparent with customers and clients. Tell them that it is for the purpose of staying competitive during the tougher financial times. This can take the form of hanging a sign on the storefront, putting a banner on your e-commerce site, or sending an email to your client list. Regardless, it's always best to let your clientele know your decision is being made so you can continue to serve them in the future. More importantly, don't panic if you can't maintain your margins. There are other ways to cope with inflation. Raising your prices too much may send your customers to one of your competitors. 2. Reevaluate your business operations. When the economy is strong, business owners may sometimes allow the operations side of their businesses to sprawl, becoming less efficient. One way to cope with inflation is to review your business operations to see where you can trim fat. Trimming fat doesn't necessarily mean downsizing. It might be as simple as recognizing that you're paying an employee to manage a process that could be automated. By embracing automation, you could free up time for that employee to be on the floor with customers, and as a result, save on paying another employee to come in during that time. Of course, you may need to lay off one or more employees to make ends meet. I suggest starting with other strategies to see where you can reduce cost, making downsizing the last resort. 3. Reduce expenses wherever possible. Raising the prices of your products and services can help, but doing so may not be enough to maintain your margins. That brings us to another option, reducing expenses wherever you can. If you manufacture a product or pay someone to do so, one option is to look for bargains on your raw materials. Ideally, you would comparison shop to save money without sacrificing the quality of your products. To give you an example, you might get bids from other suppliers and negotiate the best price possible. Or you could obtain financing to buy larger amounts than usual and take advantage of a bulk discount. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, many office-based businesses had already discovered by having employees work from home, they could save money. If your business lease is expiring, you could downsize to a smaller space. If it's an option for your industry and customers, you might even go fully remote. If you haven't looked into the employee retention credit, be sure to do so. You still have time. Check with your accountant to see if you qualify. The automation options I mentioned earlier could be a factor in reducing expenses as well. In times of high inflation, efficiency is key. Finding ways to automate processes to save time and money is an effective tactic to weather the storm and also come out stronger. Automating processes additionally gives employees more bandwidth. This can be pivotal in supporting and retaining staff members during difficult times. Automation will look different from industry to industry. Simple things like maintaining an online presence or using tools to automate payroll can keep you dedicated to running your business. Automation can also reduce the time spent managing bills. If there are processes that can be automated, it's worthwhile to crunch the numbers. See what you could save in the short and long term by embracing automation. Track expenses. Tracking expenses is a proactive solution to prepare for rising inflation. You can do this in a couple of different ways. First and foremost, it's certainly helpful to have some familiarity with different accounting reports like cash flow statements, income statements, and balance sheets. These reports paint a more holistic picture of expenses and profits, giving you a jumping-off point in case costs need to be cut. Using expense tracking software is another great solution that eliminates human error from the equation. This type of software offers a clear dashboard to see your expenses and help you predict cash flow throughout the year. If you're using an accounting software, you'll be able to easily see where your money is going. In more pressing times, you may want to hire a professional to consult with you on your finances. It could be a tax accountant, financial advisor, or just a close friend who works in the financial sector. There's no harm in getting a professional's input when looking at expenses. A professional may even open your eyes to long-term cash-saving solutions. 4. Diversify your revenue streams. Inflation can have the biggest negative impact on any business that has a single revenue stream. For example, if your company sells only one product or service, the revenue from that stream has to do all the work. Inflationary periods are a suitable time to think about what you could do to diversify your revenue as a hedge against inflation. Think about introducing a new product, or several, to attract new customers. It might also help to keep your existing customers coming back. You might think about using this strategy in conjunction with raising prices. Product bundles can do a lot to add to the perceived value of what you're selling. The same is true with services. Adding a service or augmenting an existing service can do a lot to increase the service's value. At the same time, make customers willing to pay a higher price. 5. Don't scale back on marketing. When money is tight, it's common for small business owners to save money by cutting back on marketing. It might seem logical, but it's not a good idea to cut your marketing budget in inflationary environments. During inflationary periods, consumers are worried about money and eager to find ways to save. That's when competition is at its highest. If you stop marketing while your competitors continue marketing, you're going to lose prospective customers to your competitors. You may even lose existing customers to a competitor's effective marketing campaign. The solution is to continue marketing. Use strategies that will help you attract new customers even with higher prices. As an example, you might highlight new products, tout the quality of your services, or offer a new customer deal to help grow your business. 6. Explore your financing options to manage cash flow. The right financing option can be a lifeline during inflation. With financing in place, you can afford to pay more for raw material or products. It may also help you to avoid undesirable outcomes such as laying off employees. Small business financing options to consider may include a bank or credit union loan, a bank or credit union line of credit, private financing or private loans, short-term financing. Accounts receivable factoring is an example. With any type of credit, you'll need to weigh the cost of financing against the benefits. One way that I just mentioned is accounts receivable factoring. It ensures you get a percentage of every invoice within a few days of sending it, but it comes with a high cost compared to a credit union loan. 7. Create financial forecasts for different scenarios. Financial forecasting can help you be strategic during an inflationary period. It allows you to think through multiple scenarios before they occur. It may be difficult to engage in strategic thinking if you're worried about losing your business, so I suggest thinking about them now. A few examples are, you might forecast what to do if one of your suppliers raised prices to the point where you couldn't afford them, or how you'd cope with supply chain disruption, and so on. This type of forecasting might be difficult for a business owner who doesn't have financial or accounting experience. Your accountant can help you with financial forecasting if that's something you want to do. 8. Postpone big-ticket purchases. One of the easiest ways to cope with inflation is to minimize spending. With the prices of every commodity at record highs, if you can avoid spending, you can do a lot to help your business stay afloat. This strategy is especially important when it comes to big-ticket items such as machinery. Being able to get by with machinery and equipment you already own, you can hold on to the money you would have spent on a new item or hold on to that credit for something else. You can even use the money you've saved for a big purchase for other things, possibly even invest it in a diversified portfolio to allow it to grow while you wait. 9. Utilize tax reduction through advanced tax strategies. I strongly recommend taking the opportunity to review your tax strategies. It may help you find ways to save money. If you've been doing your taxes without the assistance of a tax professional, consider working with an experienced professional. They can ensure that you're taking every tax deduction and credit available to you. One example is you may not be using the best depreciation strategy for your equipment and machinery. A tax professional can help you strategize to save money during inflation. The same goes for reporting business losses. Who knows how much you can save on taxes by utilizing the services of a professional? Hundreds, possibly thousands. While inflation is certainly difficult for small businesses, survival isn't necessarily the only option. Remember the 2022 QuickBooks poll? Well, in that same poll, 50% of consumers believe it is very important to support small businesses. That number is a significantly higher number compared to pre-pandemic times. Knowing there's still a large market, the need to remain competitive can inspire small businesses to adopt new processes that make them more efficient. No one is sure when inflation and its causes will ease. Use these challenging times as an opportunity to build more resilient business practices. Doing so will help you come out on the other side. Plus, you will have gained a wider depth of knowledge and experience to overcome future challenges. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's a topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, Score provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of Score holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars or in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj, and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about them and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying, so long, until then. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/SoutheastNJ. That's score.org/SoutheastNJ. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.